American factories have been shut down. Jobs have been outsourced halfway around the planet. Towns are boarded up and Main Street is almost non-existent. What is America coming to? And at what cost to each of us? With wit and insight, Barbara Alexander will help you navigate the byways of the new America and its economy. It's time now for Money Dots on Main Street USA. And here's Barbara Alexander.
So you heard it in my opening. Outsourcing is the big deal these days. Now, there are any number of things about that that I'm not terribly fond of. You've heard me say them in the past. The problem is, though, that we need to do something. Our life in this country is beginning to be quite tedious and unaffordable. Just simply unaffordable. People wonder why things cost as much as they do. And yet, they strike for more money, causing those ripples, those economic ripples, to just permeate the lake of our existence. It's something to think about. But something else to think about is, who's outsourcing what, to whom, and what are the results? And that's what I'm here to bring you today. I'm Barbara Alexander. This is Money Dots. Welcome back. My guests today are a welcome return guest, Dr. Alan Fields, whose bio, ladies and gentlemen, is longer than the hour for this radio show. So I'm going to let him fill us in a little bit. But trust me when I tell you that here's a man who understands medicine, he understands surgery, he understands the residual implications of that, and what, and he has his own opinions about what we ought to be doing about it. My second guest today is Patrick Marsick. Mr. Marsick is the founder of Med Retreat. This is a fascinating topic, ladies and gentlemen. Imagine going on vacation, getting a medical procedure done, recovering in a spa, and coming home and not having all those people sit around saying, "So, are you feeling now?" Welcome, gentlemen.
Hello, Barbara. How are you?
I'm good.
Barbara, it's a pleasure.
Thank you. There's that voice. Dr. Fields, would you just will me that voice? Never mind. Patrick, just give us a brief encapsulation. What is Med Retreat and why did you found it?
Well, Med Retreat is a medical tourism service agency, and we facilitate U.S. consumers, mainly those who are uninsured or underinsured, as well as those seeking elective cosmetic and dental surgeries. We facilitate them overseas where costs are between 50 and 80% less than they are here in the U.S.
Excuse me, would you repeat those numbers?
Yes, the costs are between 50 and 80% less than the costs here in the U.S. There are many reasons for that.
We're going to get into some of those reasons, yeah. But go ahead and tell us how it started. It was it your mother that was looking for a procedure?
It was the co-founder, Judson England. His mother was actually looking for cosmetic surgery here in the U.S. She couldn't afford it. It was way out of her budget. So because my partner had traveled the world extensively, in fact has ties in Thailand, he's married to a Thai woman, he said that the next time he went back there, he would look into it for her. And that was probably about over 4 years ago. He did that and researched some of the hospitals, as well as talked to some of the cosmetic surgeons, and found that they were very well qualified, had the same type of equipment, very modern facilities as far as the hospital was concerned, and the surgeons were board certified. So he got some cost in it, and it turned out to be a tremendous value for his mother. So he actually passed that information along to his mom. His mom actually went to Malaysia, not Thailand. He looked at Thailand and Malaysia. She went to Malaysia, and she was completely satisfied with the care that she received there. So my partner thought, well, if this worked for my mom, I'm wondering if there's a market for this for other people in the U.S.
Yeah, if this worked for mom who's picky, you know.
Yeah. Well, what better guinea pig than send your mom? I mean, that's a great testimonial right there.
Man, I don't know if I'd go there or not. But
once you've been there, you'd understand. It's very hard to understand without knowing the actual conditions. And that's what our job at Med Retreat is to do. We've been to all these facilities throughout the world, the ones that we've approved, We've seen them. We've done site inspections. We've met with their executive staff, the administrative staff, the chief surgeons. We've done a tremendous amount of due diligence to make sure that they are the quality of hospital that American consumers could come to trust. And as a result,
I have one question that I need to ask before I lose it. It's incipient senility, you know. Short-term memory is the first to go.
I heard the second thing to go.
Don't start with me. Board certified by whom?
Board certified by either U.S., U.K., Australia, or, for that fact, within their own country.
Why would they do that? Why would they get board certified in the U.S., U.K., or Australia?
Well, many of the surgeons overseas actually come to the U.S. for training because they feel that the U.S. has a very good training program for the medical industry.
Okay.
And they're actually residents of their respective countries. So they get their training here, practice here for a while, and then go back to spend their time with their extended family.
Okay. And when you say 50% to 80% less, this is for physician and hospital care?
Yeah, it's actually...
How can they do that?
You could throw the hotel, your recuperation stay, as well as your plane tickets in there, too. How can they do that? There's many reasons. I'm sure the doctor can elaborate on why costs are so high here in the U.S.
And we're going to let him do that. Actually, I have opinions about that, as he knows. But, okay, let's just let him do that. Dr. Fields, would insurance be... And fear of malpractice insurance because we're pumping out lawyers by the gaggles, would that be something to consider in terms of the cost?
Absolutely. First of all, I have to say hello to Patrick, and I want him to know that MedRetreat is probably the leading group in this industry, and I think it is something which is really phenomenal. Because I think it fills a tremendous gap. But getting
thank you for
back,
the kind words, doctor. Thank you.
Well, I'm being very honest. That's why Barbara and I get along well.
It's true.
You know, I went through the insurance. I went through this myself as a surgeon. It became just—it's ridiculous. The insurance industry, unfortunately, is one of the downsides in the United States of today. I'm going through with homeowners. I mean, it's just everything. And people have, they're getting to the point where they're forcing entrepreneurial changes because people cannot just exist. As I said before, and I'll be very honest with you, you can't get, 10 pounds of sugar in a 6-pound bag. And that's the polite way of saying it. We all know, and we see what's happening. And people just don't want to be honest about it. When Barbara mentioned this to me, it gave me an opportunity to once again to look into it again from an honest and objective point of view. And I'll tell you, there are many, many, many reasons why this so-called medical tourism as an industry, I know they'd like to change the name a little bit, some of the people, because they don't like the tourism part of it necessarily, in other words, you don't want to make a game out of it,
Exactly.
you want to also be able to exploit the seriousness of it all.
I don't know, maybe you should make a game out of it.
Well,
and we're talking cosmetic surgery here, which is voluntary. We're talking
No, we're not. You are.
Yes, I am.
So, Barbara, even if it was cosmetic, this is very serious. This is surgery.
It is. Patrick's right.
We tried to downplay that tourism part of it. A lot of companies
sure.
use it as a marketing ploy. We call it a medical retreat. The most important things are getting quality care and then recuperating to be able to come home in a safe manner.
Yeah, well, I have to tell you that, and especially with cosmetic surgery or dental surgery, I mean, it's one thing to have a broken leg. Everybody signs your cast. Life is good. You're going down the road, right?
Right.
But with any kind of cosmetic surgery, you look funny.
You look different.
You do. Yes, you're right.
And any of us with a life and people we know showing up at our front door, we don't want to be there.
No, well, that's been looked into. I mean, not the downside, what Patrick said, because you're talking about something different. First of all, the so-called retreat is something that we've always talked about and always known about, even long before medical school. Listen, everyone knew the actors and actresses were all going off to Switzerland on business, quote-unquote, and, you know.
Coming back looking five pounds thinner and 10 years younger, yeah.
Yeah, well, they would come back and say, who's this gorgeous hunk of you-know-who, and he must have had a tremendous business trip, you know. We all understand that. And I remember as a youngster going to Miami with my mom and dad, Miami, Florida. And I remember that on the 125th Street Causeway, which they call the Broad Causeway, that I used to see this building with these magnificent women. And I was, you know, 18, 20 years old. And I'd say, my God, what's all these gorgeous women doing in this one area? And I never quite knew what was going on. What had happened is that a few plastic surgeons very intelligently set up a healing hotel, we used to call it. They would do their plastic surgery in the hospital, and the people would recuperate and have their post-op visits in the hotel. And, of course, you know, they were starting to the stage where when they healed, they were magnificent. And usually these are people that are very often are show people, business people that want to look well.
Yes,
and
but, you know, it's reached the proportions
yes.
where we have the baby boomers. There are 76 million of us.
Yes.
And there isn't a single baby boomer that hasn't at least once
yes.
thought about cosmetic surgery, some elective procedure to help them look better, feel younger.
Interesting comment. You know, you're saying we, United States, but it's interesting. The so-called baby boomer connotation actually stretches around the world.
And yes, it does. I just don't know those numbers.
Yeah, they talk about like over 180 million. It's interesting, but what you're saying is true. Listen, everyone wants to improve his life. Patrick hit upon a few good things. It's such an intriguing subject that you could talk about it for days. It really is. Let me get back to answer, you know, more directly what you said. The insurance companies, first of all, we're talking about the latest stats, 46.6 million people are uninsured. That's number one. Number two, you probably have another 10 million people that have art link letter insurance that we used to call it.
Excuse me?
You know, $5, and it's certainly not to put down art link letter, but you used to advertise this insurance, you know, $5 a month and you're covered.
Which doesn't pay for anything.
Absolutely not. That's the whole point.
Okay.
And talking about it, we have to talk about the deductibles and everything else involved with it.
And it's expensive.
Yeah.
I'm Barbara Alexander, Patrick Mercek, I'm sorry, and Dr. Alan Fields are my guests. Ladies and gentlemen, pay attention. This is the future of your body we're talking about. Isn't it great? Patrick Mercek of Med Retreat is my guest, along with Dr. Alan Fields, who is an incredibly extensive medical expert in most areas. I don't believe you practice cosmetic surgery, but you do damn near everything else, don't you?
Oh, very so.
Patrick, one of the advantages to Med Retreat is, aside from the price, which is, I mean, that's just phenomenal, but it's the exorbitant health care costs. It's also like long waiting lists in countries that have socialized medicine.
Yes.
So it's not just for Americans, it's for everybody.
Well, our market is North America, so we service United States as well as Canada. We feel one of the important things is communication during this process. It takes us about 25 hours collectively as a company to facilitate each medical tourist. So we have to be in tight communication with them throughout this process. So it's best to be on the same or very close to the same time zone. That's why we are concentrating right now in the U.S. and Canada only. So we have pretty much closed doors to all other countries right now. There's a huge market here in the U.S. and Canada that needs attention, and that's what we're concentrating on.
I noticed that you have facilities or destinations, as you call them, in Brazil, Argentina, South Africa, Malaysia, Thailand, and India.
Turkey, yes.
Now, Really, Turkey?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that on here.
Istanbul, yeah.
Cool.
Some people appreciate that, yes, yes.
Well, you know, I've been to most of these places, and if I'm going to do something like this, why not go back to some place I thought was fun the first time?
As long as there's a qualified medical facility with good doctors utilizing state-of-the-art equipment, why not, right?
Why not? Let's talk about that for a minute. Often in hospitals in this country, once you open somebody up for surgery, and that's really what you're doing. It's like remodeling a house. You open up the wall and you find out that you have plumbing problems you didn't know you had, so now you call in a plumber. So often in the States, there is a secondary team standing by that can go in and fix a problem you hadn't anticipated as the primary surgeon for a specific thing. Is it the same in these places?
Oh, absolutely. They're full-service tertiary care hospitals that we're aligned with. So they've got the same capabilities as we do here in the U.S. So, yeah, that's not a concern. You know.
Okay, capability is one thing. Actual practice is another. So
I'll tell you, and you really wouldn't know unless you went yourself or spoke to someone that has gone. The service, and no disrespect to U.S. hospitals, U.S. hospitals are very busy, but the service in these hospitals overseas, they just go out of their way to make you feel comfortable as well as to give you the care that you need.
So does their service industry.
Yes,
it is such a pleasure to go someplace and be taken care of.
Right, right. These hospitals that are affiliated with us are trying to, they want to be in this for the long term. So, they want to make sure that they do everything possible to give our clients a very pleasant experience and allow them to come back with positive feedback to spread the word.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, these hospitals are very, very nice hospitals. In fact, the elite of those countries go to these hospitals. We don't just take any hospital. We pick the elite in their country.
Yeah, it isn't top of the hill hospital in Squaw's Ankle, Thailand.
I don't even know where that's at. I'm going to have to check into that. That sounds interesting.
It's very exclusive. Just finding your way to the top of the hill could be a problem.
But, I mean, rest assured, the U.S. is not the only destination the only country these days that has good medical care. In fact, many of these hospitals have been gearing up for this medical tourism boom for the past decade. You know, it's relatively new in the U.S. However, very popular in Europe for the past decade as well. In Southeast Asia, it's been going on for hundreds of years because people don't have medical facilities within their own town, so they have to travel, hundreds of miles sometimes to do this.
I'm Barbara Alexander. We're talking about your body, folks, and we'll be right back. Patrick Marsick of Med Retreat is my guest. Dr. Alan Fields is my guest. Dr. Fields, can you comment on corporations? My understanding is that companies are starting to make this sort of medical care available to their employees.
Yes.
Is that in lieu of corporate insurance? Because otherwise we've just got a geographical difference here.
Well, everything we're talking about, it's like everything else. Not everything is all good and bad. That's for sure. And there are many comments to be made about both. And there are certainly, everything here is economically driven. We have to be very honest about it. This is not an altruistic situation.
No, it isn't.
Where somebody is looking,
But I wouldn't expect it to be. I would expect people to be making money.
Yeah, well, I don't mean it from the point of view of, for instance, Med Retreat. I talk about the corporations.
Oh, I see.
Now, the corporations, obviously, are being beset upon to give and offer health insurance. Mm-hmm. And there are certain facts that have been stated that you can, you know, you can get medical care for anywhere from sometimes 90% cheaper if you send them elsewhere. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be an infomercial for anyone. And everyone should recognize the fact that I'm not aligned with MedRetreat. I'm just being very honest about it.
Right.
You know, we used to make a lot of jokes about people who would come for sexual education. And we'd say that poor sex is better than no sex. And I'm not being facetious. You know, everyone has to be honest and understand. We're talking about it from so many different aspects. When you have no health insurance, when you have no opportunity...
Then arguably anything is better than nothing.
Absolutely. And we're not saying that nothing is nothing. There are many, many arguments, as Patrick has said, where there is excellent care. There are many things that I can discuss also as well that's not so wonderful about going outside the country. I mean, you have to be very honest about it.
For instance?
Well, what happens if there's a complication, as an example, and the complication occurs after they're back in the States?
Okay. Then who do you go to?
Yeah. You have a very difficult situation whereas somebody does not want to take the case on midlife, number one. You'd have to end up going to places. It may cost you a fortune. Mm-hmm. There would be no coverage at all whatsoever of any type of help whatsoever once the procedure has been started elsewhere. There is also plans that are made in countries where, unfortunately, there is certain amounts of political unrest that's happened.
But you know, into every life a little revolution must
happen. Absolutely. That's why I say, you know, I don't want Patrick to feel in any way that, you know, that I'm offsetting what he's saying.
Okay, but let me ask you this then. Would it be fair of me to say that with the retreat situation where you spend a while,
yes,
it would mitigate some of this fear, or should mitigate some of the fear of a complication after you leave the hospital?
Well, it may be
because
true
you're still there.
Well, that's for the acute situation.
Right.
They're not going to stay that long.
Okay.
I mean, people may stay, for instance, I see some of the stays, the average stay, I think, is 21 days. I know a lot about MedRetreat, believe me. And all of them, not just MedRetreat. I mean, the major ones.
Cool.
And the situation is that it's a tremendous alternative to finding good health care if you need it, such as cardiac surgery.
Works, really. I'm Barbara Alexander. This is Money Dots. Believe it or not, we'll be right back. Medical tourism is our topic today, ladies and gentlemen. And we're talking to Patrick Marsick, who is one of the founders of MedRetreat. And you heard him say earlier that they downplay the tourism aspect because it is serious business when you go to have surgery on your body. People are cutting into you. That to me is serious regardless, you know. On the other hand, why not take advantage of being in an exotic place? What kind of difficulties do your patients find regarding language difficulties, Patrick?
Well, depending on the destination, some of our destinations are actually English-speaking countries, so it's not a problem at all. The destinations that aren't, that English is not a second language, we have what we call destination program managers. Destination program manager's responsibility is to meet and greet the client at the airport, provide all their transportation, to take them to and from the hospital, the hotel, make all the arrangements while they're there, kind of be their friend away from home, as well as help communicate anything with a surgeon if, in fact, that surgeon doesn't speak English. Now, what we actually look for when we set up these relationships with hospitals is we ask them to have English-speaking doctors. You know what? The majority of doctors these days, English is pretty much their second language anyway. They're very well educated.
Well, and especially if they came here for training.
Right, exactly.
But there's the time with the surgeon, and then there are a great many other people that you must deal with.
That, yes.
On a daily basis. And they're not board certified, so we can't expect them to know English.
Right, right. And that's where the destination program manager comes in. Now, if you're working with doctors that don't speak English, I mean, you really don't, you want to avoid that because you don't want to lose anything in translation.
Exactly.
So, I mean, that's important. But for those other instances...
And there used to be, in one of my creative literature classes in college, there was a sign that says 128 ways to say. You don't want to be in a country where there are 128 ways to say no's, you know?
That's right. So, yeah, therefore losing something in translation. When it comes to medical care, you really want to avoid that.
Right.
You know? But I don't personally know one of our surgeons that has actually performed surgery on our clients that doesn't speak English. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's part, I would imagine, of what your organization does, is to find the correct surgeon for the correct... Because I don't have time to go over there and research that.
Right, right. And that's the value of a company like MedRetreat. I'm not saying MedRetreat's the only company that does this. I will, however, say be very careful, you know, to your listeners. If they're researching this and looking for someone to help them facilitate their medical retreat, make sure they're not just a referral company and are just looking for compensation to refer a client over.
Oh, my God. Those people exist?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
The majority of the industry is like that, in fact, right now.
That's one of the problems.
Yes.
That's one of the problems I have to say, you know, listening to this. I think everything they're doing is fine. For instance, you know, you're in the States here. I mean, what exactly are the pre-op requirements for some of these people? In other words, are they all as rigid standards as here in the States? I think we're comparing almost apples and oranges because it's been proven that the medical care in a lot of these areas is equal to, if not better. That's a given. It's also a given that the care in these places are tremendous. The care in most of our hospitals here stink. And bottom line, from an economic point of view. Number three, the reason why there are so many costs and everything, because the malpractice situation here is absolutely horrible. Number four, the paperwork caused by the government and the amount of different jobs that are there. Many people in the HMOs, many people just spend all their time looking for reasons not to have the procedure done.
Yes.
And hence comes the right to live a good life. And there is another reason. You see, Ken Erickson, Patrick, I know other companies, believe me, these people are doing a magnificent job, and they're trying to keep the downside to a minimum. There are other things. They cannot tell a person your malpractice laws are just about horrible. So if something does go wrong, and not to make a joke, don't think that someone's going to give you $5 or $10 million because you no longer can work anymore.
That was going to be my next question.
Oh, yeah. It's a big problem.
But, you know, here's the thing. If you say to me, look, Barbara, you can get this done in a Class A hospital with board-certified physicians.
Yes.
We're doing everything in our power to make certain that you're getting the absolute best care on the planet, and you're going to save between 50% and 80% of what you would normally pay. The risk that you assume is that we make the correct choice and that nothing will go wrong. I'm willing to assume that risk because I'm a responsible person who can make that choice, and I'm not looking to make myself or the members of my family independently wealthy by some screw-up inadvertently or an accident or whatever it is on the part of somebody else. And that goes back to personal responsibility. You and I have talked about this before.
But see, again, you asked a great question before about corporations. Corporations would like to have you all go to Bangkok to have your surgery if they could save 80%. They really don't care about what the situation is. And you have to appreciate that this began as a cosmetic. It began as a non-covered type of procedure. It began for people going over there. I have friends in Thailand right now, one of my ex-roommates. Believe me, Phuket is in major areas. But the bottom line is very simple. When people wanted something done, that was elective. It was a good deal. Even today, when somebody says to me, oh, I'm going to Hungary to have my teeth done or some other place to have my teeth done, and I say to them, we're talking now about, you know, modern type denture, you know,
ceramic, non-metal,
you know, that type thing, and they say, oh, yeah, I pay $30,000 in L.A., and I say, well, it's going to cost you $3,000 over here. You know, that's a tremendous draw. But like I say, I think that, unfortunately, people are being driven to this thing, and I think it's a tremendous alternative.
And, Patrick, I want to talk to you about how to contact you when we come back, okay?
Sure.
I'm Barbara Alexander. Is this an awesome topic, folks, or what? Patrick Marsick and Dr. Alan Fields have been my guests for the entire hour, and this topic is so much bigger than the people that you've been listening to here, folks. We cannot cover this, and you can't get it all off of talk radio. So, Patrick, give us your contact information, please.
Sure. Well, the best way to contact MedRetreat would be to go to www.medretreat.com. That's MedRetreat.com. And then you'll see on the left-hand side, getting started in three easy steps. Step one is a flash presentation about MedRetreat and the services we provide. Step two is the medical tourism process. And then step three is a membership application form. Complete the application form. That will be sent to us. Once we receive your application, we'll guide you through the entire process. It's that easy.
Well, the fact that Dr. Fields, who is somebody I respect, can be on the air with us and say, you're doing a great job, my hat is off to you.
Well, thank you very much. It's also very nice of the good doctor to say that and be objective. We don't experience that much today.
No, I would imagine you don't. But yeah, let me ask you a question real quick. Singapore has been touted as being the place that wants to be the cosmetic surgery center of the globe. Do you have any comments on that?
We do not offer service to Singapore. We did a little bit of research on Singapore. We found that the prices were a little bit higher than other places. Not that medical care isn't good there. We just simply don't know because we haven't been there to inspect that. So it's very possible they have good medical care as well.
And I have heard that India is not the place that we want to end up necessarily.
Good point. We do offer India, but only to people of Indian descent. The conditions in India would be very, very stressful on American consumers. You know, the poverty level, the sights, the sounds, the smells, things like that. It would be culture shock. And I'm afraid that although they do have some qualified hospitals and surgeons, that the conditions that surround that are much to be desired. So we try to steer people away from India unless they've been there, understand the conditions, have family there perhaps, or are of Indian descent.
And South Africa, that was a surprise to me.
Yeah, South Africa's kind of expensive.
You think? In more ways than one.
It really is, but you know, there has been some activity, not much. We really don't do much with South Africa. In fact, we're looking into the possibility of maybe removing them and adding another country. We're looking to other countries right now.
Dr. Alan Fields, Patrick Marsick, thank you so much for spending your time with me today. Will you both come back?
I would love to.
Great. I'm Barbara Alexander, and Radio Ducky and I are winging it from here. God only knows to where.